I don't think BT stands for Bukit Timah because the show flat is at the east side, so far. I don't know why am I here, man. So BT stands for that trip, because it's so far. No lah, BT stands for butter toast, Bluetooth. If you buy, will it be bleeding time? No lah, will it be what?
At 8 at East Coast.
Eight at BT by Bukit Sambawang. What does BT stands for? 158 units, TOP 2027. Now let's look at the location. This is the location. It's very near to your Beauty World MRT station. Very near lah. Walk about 1 minute, crawl 2 minutes. Yes, I know you want to ask me whether if you buy this new launch, will you make money in 3 years? Will it be a giant huakui? First of all, you need to understand whether the developer bought the land at a good price. And to give you some recap, let me show you how much reserve residences developer bought the land for back in a few years ago. This is your biggest neighbor. Reserve residences launched last year, May 2023. They only bought 990 per square feet in 2021. Yes, I know Faiz bought the land at a super undervalued price. It's so dirt cheap, man. Because not to forget, 990 per square feet is not a standard plot. It is a commercial plot, which is by right more expensive lah. But that was in 2021. Yes, it's cheap. But today in 2024, the land price for City Fringe, if you guess it correctly, is roughly around 1,300 plus per square feet. And remember, these are for big lands. Like example, like we have Toa Payoh, the Bradder new launch going to come up like early next year. I think CDL bought the property for 1,300 plus per square feet. So we can use that benchmark for a City Fringe big land plot. AABT land plot was sold 2 years ago. So by right, the land should be cheaper. And not to forget, the land is a small land. And small land supposed to be cheaper per square feet. So let's see how much they bought it for. 1,343 per square feet. Straight away 1,300 plus per square feet 2 years ago for a small plot of land is considered... It's considered expensive lah. But never mind. Let's see whether they buy in at a competitive rate or not. There are 5 bidders. Very good. It means there's competition. Look at the second bidder. They only bid at 1,161 per square feet only. Which means it's 15.7% higher than second bidder. Usually good competition less than 10% lah. I think that 1,001 max 1,002 is the market price for a small land plot here. At 1,003 plus per square feet is really on the high side. Never mind, there may be a chance that developer give chance. Sell everyone at good value. Don't need undervalue, just good value, market value. And everyone can be still potentially a huakui. Let's look at how much will they sell based on their 15% profit margin. You must include the construction cost, the build the show flat cost, give agent fee, do marketing, finance cost, interest cost, fee leave at their fees. And that's only break even. So in order to make 15% profit margin on top of all these fee leave at their fees, they can actually sell the project 3 bedroom at 2,370 per square feet. Let's round up to 2,004 per square feet. So if you have learned last year, City Fringe project, Tembusu, Grand and Grand Diamond, their 3 bedder is roughly about 2,004 to 2,005 per square feet, which is the correct market price for City Fringe 3 bedroom. Remind you again, this is a small project. It shouldn't be that high, ma. It's supposed to be lower, maybe around 2,003, 2,002 per square feet. Now let's look at the site plan. Huh? Like that only ah? 1 block and 8 stacks. Swimming pool. And where's my favorite?
Where's my tennis court?
Hi. Don't have, never mind. Just make friends with your biggest neighbor so that you can walk over to reserve residences and play tennis there. Now let's look at unit mix. 158 units. And 1 and 2 bedder consists about 50.6%. 3, 4 bedder and the penthouse consists about 49.4% of the entire project. Wow, this is a very well balanced mix. Very good. Now let's look at the floor plan. And yes, before I forget, this project don't have harmonization. It means that they calculate your aircon latch as part of your built-in area. So I call it the old calculation. The new calculation for the future new launches, they don't calculate their aircon latch into the built-in area. So it makes the per square feet higher. But never mind, it's all down to price. And at the same time, I will just make a guess how much the developer will sell for each unit type. This is the one beta, 517 square feet. Developers right now very smart. They don't want to give indicative price for each unit type. So the only way is to guess. Instead of making a wild guess, I saw this in some of the marketing material that they may sell at least of from 2530 per square feet. So now you digest a bit. What it means. So the only thing that I can guess is the biggest unit will be 2530 lah. Which means it's the penthouse lah. So if the penthouse is 2530, the 4 bedder will be 2006. 3 bedder, yes, you are right, 2007. 2 bedder, yes, 2008. Then 1 bedder, 2009. So let's use this estimated per square feet and roughly give you an idea of the average price per unit type. And when I say average, this is a 20-story condo. So when I say average, it's on the 10th floor lah. So at 2009 per square feet, average 1.5 million. Wow, 1.5 million for one bedder. It's not freehold. As again, I may not be right. It's just a guess because we don't have the right information. Never mind, let's go to two bedder. Two bed, one bath. Pui! Please have some standard. Please don't buy two bed, one bath. As I said in many of my videos, if your whole house warming, your guest stomach ache, then shit in your master toilet, they will be embarrassed, you'll be embarrassed, and you will not meet again for your entire lifetime. So if you still want to have friends, please buy at least a 2-bed 2-bath. And usually the room size for the 2-bedder nowadays, it should be queen queen or queen king ma. Super single king, then you share one toilet here. And I guess they will launch 2008 per square feet. Average 1.75 million. And again, this is 2-bed 1-bath, not 2-2 eh. Now, mind now, let's look at 2-2 price. 2-bed 2-bath, 732 square feet.
2-bath? But the master room toilet is outside eh. So weird. They have to change clothes, right?
Again, the room size, super single, king. Two toilet. And look at the toilet carefully. It's a powder room. Powder room. Put powder only. Cannot bathe. So if you put powder too much and you want to bathe, you need to go to the next toilet. But this 2-2 is interesting because it has a storeroom over here. And it has nice landscape living room. At 732 square feet, 2.05 million, 2,800 per square feet. They may launch cheaper, who knows? So at 2008 is seriously ridiculous. Let's look at 3-bedder. The 3-bedder guide price is usually more accurate. 3-bed, 2-bath plus storeroom.
Ah, see whether can walk. Okay, come. I see, only 3-bedder can walk, hey. So now your budget needs to be more than 2 million in order to eat fried rice. Anything budget lower, you can only have induction.
Wow, this is a very good floor plan. When you build 3-bedder, it's only 3-bed, 2-bath, no storeroom. If not, you need to spend like 200-300k more so that you can get a 3-bed, 3-bath with storeroom. So this one is good. It's in the middle. You have 3-2 plus storeroom, which is a ooh-la-la size, and hope the price is ooh-la-la also. But the room size, super single, queen, king. So at least this common toilet can bathe. And good, you can walk, hey, because there's a window here. Then you have a storeroom here lah. Now the price for average 10th floor, I guess, 2,700 per square feet. It works out 2.7 million. If this really happens, I know what is developer thinking. You just walk opposite reserve residences there, got shopping mall already ma. So what? We are small project. You are also in a very good area with shopping mall on your left or right, and you have an MRT beside your condo. But I'm a very fair person. Small means small. Yes, you have integrated beside you, which definitely give value to the surrounding people. But at 2,700 per square feet, is you decide lah. Oh. Why say so much? And I know some of you, you may have helper. You may need the third toilet. Let's see the bigger layout. So you have a bigger 3-bedder, 1,238 square feet, and this time comes with a private lift.
Ta-da! Hey, sorry. Must take out slipper. This is how you enjoy when you have a private lift. Put your shopping things inside, then you can take out a slipper and here you are in your home.
Ah, the room size is better now. You have queen, queen, king, common toilet, master toilet. Where is the third toilet? Ayo, why no toilet one? Never mind. Instead of the third toilet, you have a private lift lah. And I guess the per square feet is cheaper than the previous layout. So I guess average 3.28 million because I guess it's around 2,650 per square feet. Wow, 3.28 ah. Wow, you know, many months ago, you can get Grand Dunman 4 Vader at this price. No more already lah. That's why buy property faster. But choose the right one lah. Don't anyhow buy. Never mind, let's go and hunt for the third toilet. This time, we go and buy the 4 Vader just because of the third toilet. 4 bed, 2 bath again. 1,356 square feet. Got private lift ah. So this time, we have super single queen, queen, king. 2 toilet. Where's the third toilet? Why bo toilet again? Doesn't it sound like BT? 3.53 million, 2,600 per square feet. I want to buy bigger just for the third toilet. 4 bedroom penthouse, 1,356 square feet. And because it's on the 20th floor, I just add another 10th floor to the previous average price. 3.7 million, about 2,730 per square feet. So in short, for all the 1,300 plus square feet, 4 bedroom and below, they all don't have the third toilet. Again, I repeat, to know whether you can be a giant huakui after buying this, number one, make sure developer buy the land at a good price, at a competitive price. Number two, they launch at a good price. That's most important thing. Number three, the floor plan should be good. Number four, got good school or not? And since I stay nearby, there's two very good school here, which is Pei Hua and MGS. Okay, let's go to Pei Hua first. This one don't need to check. Pei Hua here. BT is here. So the red color is within the 1 kilometer. So confirm have. Now let's look at MGS. Methodist Girls School. Okay, this one really half-half, man. Because opposite here is blue. MRT got 1 kilometer. They didn't say whether has 1 kilometer to MGS. You may have, you may not. So for this, do check with developer. And the last point here, to see whether the launch price is competitive. Are you buying over market value or you are buying at market value or the best under value? I can only use these two examples to show you the market rate. Number one is the link. But it's a freehold, but they launched November 2020. They are going to TOP soon, should be this year or next. And of course, Reserve Residences launched last year, 2023. Let's look at their take-up rate in this area on launch day. What say, the Link at Beauty World sold 96% on launch days. Yeah, very good results. It's a freehold project and at 120 units, they sold 96%. Power lah. Now let's look at their price that is sold recently, which is their sub-sale. And that will roughly give you an idea what's the price right now for a freehold condo. Then for a new launch, just buffer a bit lah. Okay, 120 units going to TOP soon. For the past 6 months, there's one transaction, which is a sub-sale unit. 550 square feet, 2,009 per square feet, 1.6 million. Whoa. Okay, I've forgotten. This is a freehold project. Let's keep on, let's see their profits. There are 6 profitable transactions, very good. 0 unprofitable transaction, very good. All these buyers are smart because they bought during COVID. And you have learned, you anyhow buy in COVID times, you anyhow make money. Okay, 1 bedder make 341,000. 2 bedder 500. This one should be 2 bed 1 bath 300, 1 bedder 400. Well done, clap for you. Look at the price. 1 beta sold 2009, 2 beta 2008. So maybe the developer tried to match this all. But this is a freehold project. And don't forget, the Link is a mixed development. Yours is a standard plot. So by right, mix has some premium. Okay, now let's look at the take-up rate for Reserve Residences on their launch day. 70% of the Reserve Residences sold at launch weekend. I remember on that day, Far East really give chance. They bought at low price and they sell below market value. So for that, I really want to give Far East for a round of applause. They really sell at a very, very good price. So for those people who bought on day one, I am so happy that you are baking your huakui. Once TOP, you sure make a lot of money on. And because of day one price, Reserve Residences is easily my top 3 new launch for 2023. Let me show you how disgusting cheap they sell. Then you will be shocked. 900 units to sell 70%, which translate to 600 over units. is super strong eh. As I say, you'll be shocked when you see the price. And remember, it's a mixed development ah. If you do not know what's the difference between mixed and a standard plot, usually mixed is around 200 to 300 per square feet higher than standard plot. Okay, they launched around this time ah. Look at the 3-bed 2-bath, 2,260 per square feet. 2.16 million eh. Cheap until vomit lah. Walao eh. You look at the per square feet, 2,223,24,232. This is cheap like 大便虾, walao eh. And really eh, those people who buy this ah, wah. Even Eric is jealous eh. Look at the big 3 bedder price, 2.34 million. 2.35 million. Wah, lao happy la. By the time you TOP, minimally you will make 500,000. Wah, your hua kui. You are literally baking your hua kui bigger and bigger now. And this one, don't need to make friend to play tennis eh. The 3 bedder price, 2.1 plus la. Today ah, you can only buy 8 at BT, 2 bed 1 bath eh. You can see how big is the difference or not. So that's why, let's hope I am wrong for 8 at BT's price, because we don't have the info. But even starting from 2,530 per square feet, you decide lah. Oh. Let's summarize. I like the area. Talking about MRT is outside your entrance. Talking about shopping mall is building now, which is reserved residences. So for that, I'll be giving 8. Good right. Because there's a lot of amenities around you, ma. Launch pricing. I do not know how much the developer will sell for. And rumors saying that is around 2,600 to 2,700 per square feet for their 3-bedder, which is about my guess lah. So if the developer is going to sell at my indicative price that I shown you just now, I'll be giving 4. Exit strategy, yes, the take-up rate in this area is high. People who buys AABT is those people who have regretted not buying reserve. And in this area, I only consider reserve residences as a proper big good project. So those people who really wants to buy because of school, because of MGS, please check with the developer, because I do not know whether it's within 1 kilometer, or you want to buy because of Pei Hua, then this is the really the last one that you can buy into for your kids lah. But again, as I said before, the link is going to TOB soon. Their price for freehold project at the link, if it's about the same price as AIBT, then which one should you go for? You decide. And for those people who is buying for investment, I like to buy those cheap, good one, so that you can still make 100,000 per annum. Because the chance of buying a $1.5 million property in resale market also can make 100,000 per year. So doesn't mean you need to buy new launch in order to make your first pot of gold lah. So yes, although take up rate is good, but the entry price is the most important. So for exit strategy, I'll be giving 4. Overall savvy score, 5.3 stars. Now let's have some fun. What is the percentage sold on launch day? Wow, this one very hard to guess eh. If I do not know the price, how to know the take-up rate? Aiya, just fun guess lah. So I'll be guessing 60%, and my wife a bit more positive, 65%. This is my company's number, 8606-0670. Unfortunately, we are busy lah. Please don't contact us. If you want to find out more, look for your own agent. And if you want to take bank loan, yes, you can come to me so that I can give you free gift if you take a bank loan with us. For those people who are not in a rush, if you are going to buy for investment, the good news to you, my top 3 is finally coming very soon. Do stay tuned, keep yourself updated from my IG, Facebook, and I'll see you in my next video.
Penthouse, don't play. Wow, come in, you straight away, you feel the hotness. How hot you are, just look at the ceiling. The higher the ceiling, the more hot you are. I like, you see this one, travertine, is it? Travertine. Travertine flavor. Oh yo, this cheese, oh yo, this one. This cheese smelly,
but this the one that I like. You can get this and try. I like. Eat this immediately, what?